We're talking today with AFR-OFU President Scott Blueball. You know, this has been such a crazy year. If this were a normal year, you guys would be getting ready to go to your AFR Youth Speech Contest. But this year, of course, is not a normal year.
Well, we're not really having the contest this year. You know, we have one of the oldest speech competitions in Oklahoma that we've been doing for 75 years. And over 500 students annually participate in that. But we're not able to do that this year because many of the venues that we use, so we have five district events throughout the state, and then the state event at OSU down on campus there. But many of these venues that we normally use are schools. There are some public schools, high schools, grade schools. We also use some of the career tech centers as well as Oklahoma State. And because of the virus, many of these schools have said that they're not allowing any outside events or people from the outside to come in to their school. And they're trying to contain the virus and keep it out of their schools. And we totally understand that position. We have to look out for not only our students' health, but our teachers' health, our judges, all the volunteers that put this on. It takes about 200 volunteers statewide in order to pull this big contest off. And of course, our staff as well. So that being said, we were looking for new opportunities maybe that we could do to help teach the kids the art of public speaking. And it had kind of been in our back of our minds for a while why we have the greatest competition, the oldest speech contest, competitive contest, and it is very competitive around. We've really gotten away from the teaching the skills of mastering the art of public speaking. And so I was able to commission Kelly Barnes and Rhett Lobach, two former FFA presidents here in Oklahoma. They're nationally known speakers. They travel all over the nation speaking to young people, and we were able to get them to build us a 12-part series on the art of public speaking, and it is a fabulous video series that we are sharing with all of the FFA programs in the state of Oklahoma, all of the 4-H programs, the county extension offices, the Homeschoolers Association, as well as a National Farmers Union Youth Department, which that will be shared with all of the other Farmers Union states then in the nation. So literally hundreds of thousands of students nationwide are going to be able to use this teaching tool to really master the art of public speaking. And, you know, whether you're very polished and you have a very elite program, in the state. Some of our FFA chapters are nationally recognized for their public speaking skills, and they're at a very high level. And then we have others that are at a low level, but a basic level, very basic sure. level. And this really is a great tool for both. So whether it is the young children, they're just getting started in their speaking careers and learning the fundamentals. This is going to be a great tool. Or to the very best speakers who are on the national stage level, this really addresses everyone in the mix and makes everyone better, because advocates speaking on the behalf of agriculture is really vital for the future of agriculture, and we need to teach more of our young people how to speak about our industry. Because if we don't speak about our industry as agriculture professionals, then somebody else will, and they may not know near as much about what they're talking about, on agriculture and agriculture issues and the way we raise animals, for instance, the way we grow our crops and different things. And this is a tool and a skill that these students, no matter what line of work they go into or what line of education they pursue in college, this is going to be a tool that will carry on with them for years and years to come. And we were able to build this series of videos. We're calling it the MAPS for short, Mastering the Art of Public Speaking, or MAPS program. We built this for longevity. So this program should be able to be used for 10 years or more, year after year, in the classrooms around the state of Oklahoma and around the nation. And so we're really excited to be able to roll this program out in this time of pandemic and virus, when we can't do our normal in-person meetings and our normal contests. This is a way that we're having to do everything different this year. And this is just another way that we can accomplish our goals and help educate our young students and yet still be safe and not put anybody's life at risk.
Well, so it's a little sad that we don't get to have the contest, but it's really awesome that you guys thought of doing this, because like you said, you're almost bringing the contest and content to everybody so that they can use it for years and years to come going forward.
Yeah, we're really excited. This could be used in the classrooms or by our homeschoolers, or, you know, some of our public schools are virtual right now because of the pandemic. Others are, you don't know from week to week which of these are virtual and which are not. So you get schools closing down for a couple of weeks, and then they'll open back up and they'll go virtual in the meantime, and back and forth. We're seeing that all over the state happen. But this is a tool that the teachers can use virtual as well. If the students are having to learn from home, it's a great tool for them to use. It's free of charge to any student that wants to use it. We've published it on our website. It is attached to our website. And we have made the links available to all the public schools in the state.
Because public speaking, of course, so important, and it's one of those things that sometimes you don't really realize how much you're going to need it later on in life. So if you're not someone, you know, that teaches public speaking at your school, this would be another great way to go ahead and put that into your program.
Oh, absolutely. And, with budget cuts throughout the years and everything, a lot of these speech programs have been eliminated from a lot of schools, and many schools just don't have them anymore like they used to. So this is a great tool for, both English teachers, speech teachers, FFA advisors, and the county extension office people that work with our 4-H students. Great tool for them all to use. And we're excited to be able to do this, and it is a first-class, first-rate video series that's done very professionally. And I think, once again, no matter what level you're at in speaking, whether you're a novice just getting started or a really skilled speaker that's competing at the national level, this will help you and make you better.
Well, for all of our teachers and producers, and then just everyday folks listening that would like to take part in this program, you mentioned it's on the website. So is that where they go to get all of the resources for this program, the MAPS program?
Yeah, they can either call us here at AFR and talk to our press office or our youth department, or they can go on the AFR co-op website and get that information. And like I say, we're sending it out today to all the FFA chapters and the county extension 4-H offices. They'll go out today as well.
Well, Scott, we always enjoy talking to you. We appreciate AFR thinking out of the box on this deal, like we're all just having to kind of do. Because like you said, 2020 is a different kind of year.
It sure is. There's no playbook for this year. I could guarantee you, you can pull a manual off the shelf or anything else to deal with the problems that we've had to deal with this year. But
we'll have to get survival shirts. We survived 2020.
Exactly. But thankfully, the technology we have today, we can do a lot of things that we couldn't have done 10 years ago.
So. Absolutely. Well, Scott, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome, Casey.